Hey, what is up? So I'm coming to you on my new mic today. Got a new installation in the office. We upgraded to the Shure SM7B. I believe it's the same mic that Joe Rogan uses with his team. Hopefully the sound quality is noticeably different. I feel like it's got a real crisp and full sound to it. So hopefully it's a better experience for you, the listener. Wanted to come to you today and really dive into routines and rituals. And I think this has become really important right now with the current situation and everything that's going on, because we've been forced out of our normal environments, like gyms, offices, being able to decompress in bars and restaurants. And a lot of us have been forced to stay at home and work from home. I'm not in the camp of people that have been forced to work from home. I could still go into my office, but I've actually chosen to spend a lot more time at home recently. About 80% of my time, maybe 90% of my time, I'm spending in my home office. And it's really interesting because I've been really enjoying the experience of working from home and really getting dialed into my routines and my rituals. And it's really had a positive impact on my mindset. And I'm a big advocate for mental health. And I thought it would be cool if I put together a little episode just walking you through some of the things that I do to stay optimized, stay sharp, and really just keep my mental health in check. And maybe you take one thing or two things from this show that you can implement yourself. But I think the big philosophy here is having some kind of like process or ritual or routine, something that you're going to follow on a daily basis that gets you in a good groove. And too much routine is obviously not very exciting. It's not very spontaneous. So yes, I step out of the routine sometimes, but generally speaking, it's pretty much dialed in where the same thing is happening every single day. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm really getting a lot of satisfaction from those repetitive things and going through like this ritual, this routine. And maybe you've got your own routines. Maybe there's certain things that you do every day that you just really enjoy. And for me, it's about really knowing my flaws, my weaknesses, and knowing what is really going to switch me on and help me optimize at my best. So when I first wake up, it's generally about 7:30. It's not super early. And sometimes I don't even wake up with the alarm because I've been going to bed and waking up at the same time for probably about a year now, even on the weekends, give or take one or two days here every couple of months. So I wake up at the same time. When I get up, right now I head into the bathroom. I do what I need to do. And then I'll weigh myself, get a reading, and then I'll head over to the kitchen. I'll grind some coffee if I haven't already. So I use Nero beans, but I'll grind some coffee if I haven't already. I'll put it in my moka pot and put it on the stove on 3. And that generally takes 30 minutes to brew. Whilst I'm brewing it, I'm going to create 2 glasses of water. One just clear glass of water, and then another one with salt and lemon. And I use Himalayan pink salt because obviously it's less processed. And the reason I do that, I got this hack from my coach, actually, Matt, to really activate the acids in my stomach, but also to rehydrate my body after dehydrating it in that 8-9 hours of sleep that I get. And so I drink those 2 glasses of water. I get my ring light. So I've got a big ring light. I stick it on full blast where it's pumping out blue light. I go and sit down in my living room with the blue light on me, and then I'll meditate and breathe for about 7 minutes. It's taken me about a year to go from 2 minutes to 7 minutes. And I could probably go for 10, but 7 minutes seems to be the sweet spot. And so I'll do my breathing. I'll do my meditation with the blue light right in my face just to wake me up and stimulate me. And then the alarm will go off. 7 minutes will be done. And then from there, I'll walk back to the kitchen. I will just check the coffee, even though I know it's not there yet, but it's just a habit. And then I'll go and I'll sit down with the blue light still on a specific chair in my living room. And then I'll read for about 15 minutes before the coffee brews. And this process alone, super simple, just up until that point, is such a nice little routine that I've got going on. And it feels like I'm in control. From the minute I wake up until the minute I drink the coffee, I'm like fully in control of the process. And it gives me a lot of satisfaction. And obviously the breathing and the meditation really helps, but it just gives me a lot of satisfaction that I know I'm going to tick some things off before the day really even begins. So I've rehydrated, I've got my blue light exposure, I've done some meditation, and I've done some reading. And then I get my coffee as like the next reward and the thing that I can be grateful for. And so I take my coffee, I walk out onto the balcony if it's not raining. I'm 17 floors up, so I look over the city skyline. This morning it was beautiful actually, because it was nice and clear, but really crisp, really cold. And I just stand there drinking my coffee and just thinking about all the things that I'm grateful for. And that's kind of the initial part of my process in terms of my routine. And then from there, I'll get my shoes on. I'll get my jacket on if I haven't got it on already because it was cold. I'll do some press ups, just get the blood flowing a little bit, a couple of star jumps maybe, just get the blood flow going. And then I'll head outside and go for a walk. And my trainer, Matt, my coach, has really encouraged me to do this every single day. Obviously get my step count up, but getting outside and getting some movement going, getting in the fresh air. And also it's a really good time to process some thoughts and really play things over in my head for the day and get clarity. When there's not too much noise and I haven't opened my phone yet, I'm still just thinking. And I've really just tried to cut out going on any apps, listening to any podcasts. Sometimes I'll listen to music, but generally speaking, I'm just gathering my thoughts. And I find whilst I'm in motion, I get a lot of these thought processes out. And sometimes I'll go for 15 minutes, sometimes I'll go for 20 minutes, depending on how I'm feeling. And then I come back and I feel pretty refreshed. And then there's one more piece to my process. So once I've done all that, I'll get in the shower, I'll go in, have a really hot shower, obviously do all my cleansing, and then I'll whip it right down to freezing cold. And at the moment, I'm staying in for about 30 seconds. Where by 30 seconds, there's some deep breathing going on and there's a bit of a screech when I end it. But I feel amazing after the end of that shower and that process of really getting into a rhythm and a routine every single morning. And I look in the mirror after I perform all these different bits in the morning and after that cold shower, and I really feel good. I feel like I'm in a great place. And I feel like I've really ticked off a lot of things before the day has actually begun. And then I find that my workflow and the way that I show up is just so much better when I do that first. When I feel like I've run the morning to my own clock and I follow the process of what I set out to do. And it's had a massive impact on my mental health, on the way that I think, the way that I show up, the energy levels that I have. And this is something that I see myself doing forever to some degree. And maybe it gets more complex, maybe it gets a little bit simpler, but just these processes alone really just get me in a good place. And the reason I wanted to share it with you is maybe you take something from this. I've tried a lot of things. I've been doing this stuff for a long time, and I'm always trying to find the best way to feel good, because that's all that really matters, that you feel good, you feel healthy, you feel energized. Everything else is a bonus on top. Everyone wants to feel happy and feel good, and you're not always going to wake up in the best mood, and you're not always going to have a great night's sleep, but these just little processes and routines in the morning go such a long way, and it doesn't really have to take that long. You could probably do it in 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and you could really set yourself up for an amazing day. So hopefully you took something from this. Hopefully this inspired you maybe to build out your own little routine in the morning if you haven't got something there already, or maybe stack some more things into the equation to really set yourself up for a good day. All right, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And if you found it useful, If you feel that someone needs to hear this, then please share it with them. Please give it to them, and maybe they'll benefit from it too. All right, I'll see you on the next episode.